This is the best bits of Kennedy Molloy, thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, celebrating pubs across Australia reopening their doors. Support your local and show them the love they deserve. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. It's good to be back.
Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Molloy's Rostered Week Off.
G'day. Dangerous Dave here this afternoon with No Mick and Jane. Enjoying a little break, a little mid-year break. Back bigger and better soon. Hey, we're here thanks to CUB, Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch. Travelling to pubs across Australia to celebrate doors reopening. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. Huge show coming up for you this afternoon. Hamish Blake, he's one of our favourites. Funny man, he's going to join us in the second hour. Jane discovers the true nature of Cards Against Humanity with her kids. And up next, we're going to find out who is Mick Molloy's number one fan. You don't want to go anywhere. It's Kennedy Molloy, Rostered Week Off.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Big thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, travelling to pubs across Australia to celebrate doors reopening. Visit loveyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. Now, earlier this year, we were listening to the public broadcaster and heard of a caller called Di who rang through to Talkback Radio. And it seems that she had a thing for our own Mick Molloy.
This was brought to our attention. Happened on a Melbourne radio station, 774. An ABC caller called Di called up and, well, let me just play this.
Good afternoon, Di.
I just wanted to share my dream the other night. I had the most amazing dream, I hope it's appropriate, about Mick Molloy.
Oh.
And what it was just two people, him and I, sitting down and laughing all the way through the dream. Laughing, laughing, laughing. Nothing else, just a lot of laughter.
That's actually beautiful, Di.
That's what I thought, and I'm actually going to drop him a note and tell him that I dreamt about him.
He won't be freaked out about that at all, don't you worry.
No, but it was just so restorative because I woke up very clear and laughed. I was in such a great mood. And, you know, the restorative ability of laughter is just profound. And if we can keep laughing. But it was just a privilege. You know how sometimes you have a dream and you think, oh, if I explain to someone, they're going to think I'm absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I do
but
know.
But it was very real, and those lovely twinkly eyes of his. And he's quite a cheeky man, but he's a very funny man. And it was a memory that I will cherish.
I want to know if he ever gets back to you when you contact him. Di, continue this story with us. We are interested.
I will.
Well, then what a lovely thing. Di. Isn't that nice?
Restorative ability of laughter you and her had.
And don't forget my twinkly eyes. Obviously, there's no hanky-panky. It was just the two of us sitting together laughing.
You've been dreamed about.
In a restorative fashion. I believe that's the tip of the dream iceberg out there.
Hey, Mick, you wouldn't believe who's rung through right now. Who's on the phone.
Are you you're kidding?
I think that might be Di.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello. Is that Mick?
Okay. I get it.
Oh, God, you cheeky man.
Now, Jai.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
What is it that you really enjoyed about me? Was it the twinkle behind the eyes? Was it the.
Oh, look, I have to reiterate, it was so restorative. We just had. Oh, how we laughed. You and your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod. Oh, the little.
Oh. Di, you calm the phone.
Yes.
I think you're crossing the line.
Oh, here. Come on. No, I'm not. It was just a big hoot. Listen, now I've got to tell you, Mick.
What do you want?
Yes, I'm 58, yes. But I'm in great shape. Just last year did the Camino de Santiago with a group of friends. I've got golfing legs, I have to tell you. I'm a member of the Royal Melbourne Golf Club.
Wow.
And I have to say that I am trim. Tore terrific.
Well,
and, well, actually, I am married. Tony will kill me when I find out.
Right. When I get out of isolation, Di, you're in a lot of trouble. Thanks for your call.
Oh, you cheeky man. Cheeky, aren't you?
Oh, I think she's dropped out.
Thank you for calling, and by now, the way. Isn't that amazing, though? She must be a massive fan of yours. Not only is she ringing like AM radio in Melbourne, she's decided that, you know what, I'm going to listen to the show.
I think it was very unfair.
I think Di had a...
I think Jane Kennedy needs to...
Well, Jane's sort of gone missing from the...
Hi, Jane.
Oh, no.
Jane, you're not going to believe who just called in.
Who told?
Di.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed it.
You would have been beside yourself.
Don't tell me I missed it.
You are... You're in a lot of trouble.
She
sounds delightful, and I'd like to take this up. I just think no words, just staring.
But
at
you
each
know
other.
That people are going mad, surely in isolation. If someone's
you just can't be happy
you.
For me, Jane. Can you? You couldn't.
No, I can't.
It was too much for you that someone might have thought that I was.
Think she was your.
A little sweetheart, a nice guy.
By her. Is she well to do? What was
I don't think
background?
So. I think she seems like very decent. I don't like your characterisation.
58 and married.
58?
Tony.
58?
And I can't wait to spend some quality time with Di.
Well, right. Isn't that nice? Good on you, Di. We'd love to hear some more from you.
All right. Hey, there's plenty more on the way from Jane and Mick, including the real Di, who's going to join us right after this on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's thanks to CUB, the Carlton and United Breweries Tap Torch. It's travelling to pubs across Australia to celebrate doors reopening. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher. And our good buddies at CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem as well. Now, if you've just joined us, Mick's number one fan is a woman by the name of Di, and she's not shy about her fondness of Mick. Well, we tracked down Di, and it turns out Jane and Mick, well, they know her quite well.
I had the most amazing dream, I hope it's appropriate, about Mick Malloy. Very real, and those lovely twinkly eyes of his, and he's such a cheeky man, but he's a very funny man.
Now, I must say, this is before I found out who Di actually was.
Right.
She rang into this show. Let's have a listen.
Is that Mick? Oh, God, you cheeky man. I have to reiterate, it was so restorative. We laughed, and your little twinkling eyes and your little man bod.
Oh. Okay, you know, I prefer the real Di.
Really? Well, we've got
sarcastic.
Her on the line now. We have the real Di.
Who's someone we have known over the years.
We've known for all our lives, actually.
She's been visiting us in the studio on and off since, I think, 1982. It's Di Roll. Di, how are you?
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jay. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my God. Thank God for me. He makes me laugh.
Has there been any follow-ups? Have I been back?
No, you haven't.
I haven't reappeared.
I have to tell you, it was only a one-off. But there was nothing untoward that happened
I understand.
Between us.
Oh, come on. Spill the beans, Di. Yes, where were you when all this laughter happened?
In dream terms, it's the first date. You know what I mean? Our dreams could go somewhere.
They could, but we've known each other far too long. But it was so wonderful because I hadn't even been thinking about you or anything all day.
All right.
And
I was sitting on my couch anyway, I went to bed. And all of a sudden, I dreamt about you, and it was so vivid. Oh, I could see your eyes.
What have you been drinking before you fell asleep? Dying? Because there's a lot of women
nothing.
Have this issue.
Absolutely.
I hadn't been drinking anything. I hadn't even thought about him. Nothing. But I have to tell you that it was very funny. And it was really that wonderful laugh. You know how you laugh, Mick? And I laugh. I love a laugh.
Have there been other women jealous of your dream?
Yes, did people hear you?
Very. Yeah, people heard me. And people were saying, why are you dreaming about people?
Di, thank you so much for being such a good sport. And I didn't know it was you before that girl called up pretending to be you.
Well, you cheered me up as well.
Di, will
you give us, thank you so much, guys.
Give us one restorative, please.
Restorative.
Oh, it's pretty good.
There it is. Thanks, Di.
Thank you. Thanks,
bye. Become a friend of the show. Join us on Instagram. You get all the latest from Jane and Mick there. We've got Hamish Blake to join us in the second hour. It is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
And we introduce you to Nat's What I Reckon, a comedian and chef we've come across during the lockdown.
A guy who I've been following now for about a month on YouTube. Mm. He's known as Nat.
Yeah.
It's Nat's What Do You Reckon? He cooks stuff up. Can I give you a little sample of
Go
Nat?
Ahead.
You would watch MasterChef if this bloke was on. Have a listen.
Of course I would.
It's coronavirus season and people are panic buying all sorts of stupid shit. They're buying all the toilet roll. And you know what garbage is next to go? This jar sauce. It's disgusting. There's a plethora of fresh food out there where you can just make this without having to drop kick 35 tons of sugar up your guts. Just because you got coronavirus and you're stuck in your house doesn't mean you have to eat like a f**kwit.
And that's the bit we can put to air. Yes. It gets a little more ripe than that. And believe it or not, because my mates have cooked the dishes, they are top shelf. They're simple, no hoo-ha, straight at you. Things like a carbonara or a risotto.
That's what you want.
Something that you can cook. It's a good meal. It's hearty. It's one for the gang. He's on the line now. Nat, how are you, buddy?
G'day. How you doing?
Oh, Nat, congratulations. Great to talk to you.
This was started off for us. You crossed my path about a month ago when me and my mates just started, throwing around your recipes. And since I've noticed, it's spiraled into 6.5 million hits on the internet. Did you have any idea when you started out performing these little episodes that this is where you were heading?
No, not really, no. It's a video I ended up editing at the pub just before they shut it. I didn't think it was going to go that well, and I let it rip, and here we are.
Here we are.
You were about to do, because you're a comedian, you're about to do a tour, was that right? And, of course,
that's
everything
right.
Shut down.
Yeah, that's right. We had a national tour booked. We got Sydney done, and then that's it. We all have to go inside. So we've rebooked that for late September.
So this is where good things come.
Ooh. If you're home on your own and you had to cook, you could only cook one meal or one food for a while, what would you cook yourself?
Well, I wish it was like Tim's Party Pies, but it's probably a roast. I'm a roast, a bit of a roast lord.
Yeah, love roast. That. And what's the key to a good roast? Whoa.
Love and attention. Lots of give it
Nat,
a cuddle.
You should be on MasterChef, because that's all they always say. You've got to cook with love. That's what George Columbaris used to say. Hey, Nat, you have a background. Well, your father was a chef at the Ritz Hotel in Paris. Is that right?
He was a cook there. Yeah, that's right. He learned to cook there.
Did he teach you to cook?
He's always teaching me little bits and pieces of stuff. And,
Bugs me, Nat, is which has bugged you, is those stupid sauces that are on the shelf that people think is going to taste better.
Don't get him started.
It's just as easy to get tomatoes and some fresh herbs, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It takes a bit of bravery in the supermarket occasionally, but you'll get there.
And who did you, Jane, you were telling me, who's been following Nat's work?
Well, Nat, you unknowingly made Dave Grohl a cameo video. What's that all about?
I got sent a message from one of his verified pages. I think it's called Dave's True Stories.
Yeah.
And they're telling me that a mate of his booked a cameo for him to wind him up about being stuck in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he fancies himself a bit of a musician and a barbecue chef.
Well, he's so a barbecue king.
Yeah, so I gave him a bit of a rev up and didn't know that it was bloody Dave Grohl. I knew that it was Dave, so I got that bit right. But I was pretty stoked about that.
I love your episodes. I love your recipes. For people out there and the Triple M audience, this is absolutely right up the Triple M
audience's
alley. How can they, what do they do? YouTube and what?
We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. That's what I reckon.
That's what I reckon. It's bloody funny. And the recipes work, being cooked by me and my dopey mates.
Good luck, and we'll try your recipes too. I can't wait to do your Carbo-Rona. Sounds great.
Yes, awesome. Excellent. Thanks for having me, guys.
You can check out Nat's What I Reckon on our show Instagram, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
How you going? Dangerous Dave here in the hot seat on my own. Rona-free. Now, Jane and Mick, they'll be back in a couple of weeks. Rostered Week Off is going to serve up some delicious goodness for you this afternoon again. Hey, you can listen to us a few ways, by the way. You can check us out on the app. You can go online. Oh, I don't know, the old traditional way, your radio. If you've missed anything from the first hour, why don't you get the podcast, catch up that way. Hey, tomorrow, Ross Noble, Charlie Pickering will be here. We're going to uncover what kids in 2020 can't do. But up next, it's Hamish Blake.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is their traditional Rostered Week Off. My name's Dangerous Dave. Hello. Hamish Blake is incredibly popular right now, with the exception of Mick Malloy's boys. See, they've got a beef with Hamish.
Hamish, congratulations, Lego Masters. Huge numbers. What a great show. I admire any show where parents and kids can watch it together. Yeah. I just think that's a very hard nut to crack. And
you weren't doing maths with the boys?
No. There's a lot of things I watch that I can't be done with the boys. However, I'm glad you brought the boys up because you've finished everything. It's all recorded. It's in the can. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Can I remind you? Can I remind you quickly of a message you sent to my boys? admittedly, and this might be your only mitigating factor, it was the morning after the Logies, but you did send this video phone message to my boys, which is their favourite show, and they love the Lego Pit, and to them, that's like Fantasyland. That's like Mecca. Here's what you sent them.
Fred, Lenny, Hamish here.
Hamish said he's going to take you to the Brick Pit.
Boys, this is my invitation to you. Come with your dad. Come to the Brick Pit and steal some Lego. They don't count it. I steal it all the time. We'll see you in the Brick Pit.
Now, Hamish, we had you on the show recently.
Actually, I'm fine.
What do you mean?
I haven't listened to that back before. Mate, I'm 100% fine.
How?
What do you
Come
mean?
Come with your dad. Your dad needs to organise this, boys.
Mate,
I'm not a babysitter, mate.
You're sitting there thinking of
some relative whose job it is to, what do you want me to drive over to your house and pick him up?
Mate.
Hey, guys, come over to the car.
On the last show, you suggested there was a...
Organise it yourself!
There was a suggestion that this wasn't going to happen. I recorded a message with the boys for you. Have a listen. Hi, this is a message for Hamish Blank. I'm Mick Molloy, and I'm with...
Fred.
And?
Lenny.
Fred. Hey, Lenny, pull my finger. What is it you want to say to Hamish?
You said you would take us to the Brick Pit at your Lego place, but you didn't.
Well, he hasn't come around yet. What we're trying to do is soften him up to suggest that he should take you. If he doesn't, then he's a booger.
He's a butt and a booger and he'll vomit. Just do it.
I think you get the message. And I've got to say, Hamish, that's a starting point for the lads. It escalates pretty quickly from there. So if you know what's good for you, the Lego Pit, is that where you want to go, boys?
Yeah. Hamish has to take us there or else.
What? Or else what?
Or else he'll be the booger vomiting butt face idiot guy.
Now, I can't put it any more clearly.
I have been threatened in my life before, and this is up there. This is
like the Grey Twins.
Yeah, exactly. I might not pay back Mr. White the $40,000 I owe him. I think I might have to roll that over into taking the boys, getting security to protect me from your boys.
You watch yourself. Don't be out late at night on your own. That's what I'm saying. They'll come for you.
Boys, if you can hear this, your father needs to instigate the catch-up, okay? I was there on set all summer, and what was he doing? I don't know what he was doing. He was down the coast. He was in Port. He was playing golf. He was watching the cricket. He's out with his mates. All he had to do was pick up the phone and go, Hame, I'll bring him in today. And he didn't, guys. Now, I think we need to address that. And then season three, the Brick Pit is all theirs.
Stand by. This is not over by a long shot. Good on you, Hamish. Thanks for swinging by. Speak to you soon.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, more to come with Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Malloy.
And it is all thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating doors reopening. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. Now, plenty of people have found plenty of ways to pass the time in lockdown. Some people have baked. Some people have spent time piecing together, you know, jigsaw puzzles. And others have discovered new games.
I went to a store. I got a few puzzles. I've got a Paris puzzle. Oh. I've got
what's
one.
That? Oh, so is it a jigsaw?
Then right. I got, Mick, a game called Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my God.
Why would you even buy that? What's that about?
There was a bit of buzz about it. I didn't really know what this game was.
What is it?
I don't know what it is. I said to the girl behind the counter, oh, I might get this for my kids. And she went, really? How old are your kids? I said, oh, they're teenagers, really. But it'll be fun. I'll play it with them. And she went, okay, then. So I've got home and... I've shown the kids, and it's the most enthusiastic I've ever seen them about a game that I've brought home.
What is it? Explain.
Okay. They go, quick, Mum, is it time to play? And Dad went to bed. So I go, come on, Mum, sit down. Do you want to wine? Do you want to? Okay. It's a game where a question is asked, and you have cards in your hand from a box that you pick, and you give an answer. Right. I knew I was in trouble when one of the teenagers read the rules to start the game. It says, to start the game, each player draws 10 white cards. The player who most recently pooed begins. Okay.
Okay.
And then, because this is the Australian version, it says, if Hugh Jackman is playing, he goes first, regardless of how recently he pooed. Okay. I went, right, what is this? It doesn't matter. They go, come on, Mum, doesn't matter. Let's just start playing. Let's start playing. I go, oh, okay. So someone is the head and they pick out a card. So I'll give you an example. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Then you have 10 answers, possible answers in your hand. You pick out one that you think's the funniest and you put it in the middle. And then that person who dealt reads out and says what he or she thinks is the funniest answer. So some of those answers can be like this. What is Batman's guilty pleasure? My fat daughter. There's one card. Lactation. There's another one. Getting so angry that you pop a stiffy. Oh, well, that brought the house down, didn't it?
Hang on. Are you making these up or are these no, on the cards?
These are on the cards that you have to read out. All the dudes I've effed, ... which is when I started laughing so much because I couldn't get them. They go, Mum, calm down. You're going to wet your pants. You're laughing too much. Be cool. Be cooler about this game, Mum. And I said,
yep.
Anyway, all I can say is, 100% do not get this game for anybody under the age of 20.
Well, like.
It is not appropriate.
Check out Kennedy Malloy's Instagram story for everything from Jane and Mick. Mick is a part of the essential services. I don't know whether you realise this. More on that coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are a show that takes its responsibilities very seriously, like always finding a way to provide for you. And that meant at the height of the pandemic, Mick Malloy, he was an essential service.
Listen up, everybody. I have in my hand a piece of paper from SCA. It's on the our parent company, letterhead. Letter for essential workers. I confirm that Michael Malloy is employed by Southern Cross Austereo and performs essential work, i.e.
Yeah, swearing on air.
Toilet, yeah. This employee lives at...
Yep.
The employee's cell phone number is... Well, I'm prepared to give you that one later, ladies. The commercial radio industry has mandatory emergency service broadcasting obligations and is performing an essential function through the current health crisis. Mm. This employee is therefore permitted to travel to and from work. This, see what I have in my hand?
Yep.
Get out of jail free card. Carry that in my pocket.
I don't think that's what
I can pretty much do what I want.
That says for you to walk into the building where you work, but you can't use it willy-nilly.
Yeah. No.
You can't abuse that power.
You can't abuse that power.
I could go for a unicycle through the mall.
Well, why is that an essential service?
I go, essential service, Mickey.
Oh, my God.
Read.
You should get that.
Read this.
You should get that framed.
Yeah.
It's like a police Freddy. You know, Freddy, when you flash your badge, you get half price McDonald's. I'm going to go, I'll have two cheeseburgers, I'll have the large fries, and
got the bit of paper.
Think you'll find.
Put it down. That's... I've got one. Did you see me going on about it? Of course I've got one. Look, I'm going to show you. See? Hello. Well, look at that.
You should show them that next time you're panic buying face masks.
Look what I got.
If you say that again, too. Dave. Yeah, Dave's got one.
Yeah.
Dave, can I have a quick look at it?
Why?
Don't, he'll destroy it. He'll rip it.
There's only one.
I told you. I said, don't hand it over. It's exactly what you would
do. Now I'm putting it in my mouth.
What's wrong with you today?
Coronavirus.
If you need more Mick and Jane in your ears, why don't you download the podcast? The catch-up's available after each show, and you can check us out on Instagram and Twitter. It's Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're done for today. Thank you for tuning in. If you missed today's show, what you can do is grab the podcast, catch up, kennedymalloy.com.au, subscribe to our podcast, and don't miss any of the show. Tomorrow, Ross Noble. Geez, when Ross joins the show, normally goes off the rails. Charlie Pickering tomorrow as well. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for listening to the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up. As your local reopens, you can show them your support by buying a beer voucher at loveofyourlocal.com.au. CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. It's good to be back.